Jeremiah 28. In the fifth month of that same year, the fourth year, near the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur, who was from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, "This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will restore to this place all the articles of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, removed from here and carried to Babylon. And I will restore to this place Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, along with all the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, declares the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." Then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. "Amen," Jeremiah said. "May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied, and may he restore the articles of his house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen now to this message I am speaking in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets of old who preceded you and me prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many lands and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, only if the word of the prophet comes true will the prophet be recognized as one the Lord has truly sent." Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke off the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke it. And in the presence of all the people, Hananiah proclaimed, "This is what the Lord says. In this way, within 2 years, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, off the neck of all the nations." At this, Jeremiah the prophet went on his way. But shortly after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke off his neck, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Go and tell Hananiah that this is what the Lord says. You have broken a yoke of wood, but in its place you have fashioned a yoke of iron. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations to make them serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they will serve him. I have even given him control of the beasts of the field." Then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord did not send you, but you have persuaded this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am about to remove you from the face of the earth. You will die this year because you have preached rebellion against the Lord." And in the seventh month of that very year, the prophet Hananiah died.